So, hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Ezzy. I'm here with a friend of mine, Addie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you.
So I respect Addie because she's a mom of three. And when I tell y'all, she be busting her ass. Like, she owns how many businesses?
Like three.
She opened up a business for her daughter. It's called Eunice Couture Cosmetics. I got the lip gloss on right now. And I was just telling her, I'm a lip gloss kind of girl. And usually sometimes you get lip gloss from beauty supply stores too sticky. And it's just like, it's doing too much. You know, you like it to be just right. It's just right. So I definitely recommend it. She also has a palette that I want to use. She has eyeshadow. I'm going to put that on later so y'all can see. But I just respect everything she's doing. Like, I be trying to keep up with her because it is one thing after another. And they're all looking pretty successful. So I always want to support because she has shown support to me and my family a couple of times. So I appreciate that. And, you know, I'd like to pay it forward. So how about you introduce yourself and let everybody know, like, what's up about everything else you got going on?
Okay, so my name is Adonisha Niles. I go by Addie. Pretty much I do a lot. Like, I'm an author, I'm a health coach, I am an independent distributor for Herbalife. I also do credit repair as well. I'm also working on doing taxes and things of that nature. So there's a lot of things in the works at this moment. I started out being a writer since I was younger. I went to school for journalism. As I grew up, it was just something that was a part of my
sis
nature.
Got her bachelor's,
right?
So stop it.
So I just enjoy writing. I just enjoy what I do. It's a lot.
Yeah, so you just have to respect it, you know what I'm saying? Three kids, no, I got one, and it's too much. So to have three kids, to have three businesses under your belt, to have your bachelor's, all that is just applaudable. So today we got a couple topics, a couple things we want to get into. We want to get to know Addie, like, what's keeping her going? Like, for those of us that want to be an entrepreneur, or those of us who are interested, we're gonna find out from Addie. But first, we wanna hear what the streets is talking about and give our own input. Today, I pulled a story off the Shade Room, and it says Earl Thomas's wife, Nina Thomas, files for divorce months after reportedly holding him at gunpoint. Now, I don't know who Earl Thomas is. Apparently, he's a football player, and that's cool. But to hear that his wife held him at gunpoint was like that's, you know, there is busting up windows, you know what I'm saying? There's like slapping your man across his face. Mm-hmm. There's throwing clothes out the window, but holding him at gunpoint is like next level. So right. What did you have to do for your wife to hold you at gunpoint? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever felt like you wanted to pull a gun out on your man before?
Listen.
And for what?
Me personally, this kind of hits close to home because I have been in an abusive relationship. So for me, like, I don't know the background of their situation. So I can only assume it got to the point that she felt overwhelmed and it was just enough, you know, and she got to that point of being tired and felt she had to defend herself in that way. Then again, who knows? She could have been crazy, okay? We don't know. But for me, it hits close to home because I've been in vulnerable situations where I had to defend myself. And if there happened to have been something, like a weapon or something around, I might have had to because of my life being in danger.
Wow.
But I definitely understand if it's in the way that I assume that things, you know, probably went to that level and she had to defend herself. Hopefully more of the story comes out and we'll be able to know exactly what happened and understand why she felt the way that she felt to have to do that. I don't know. I wouldn't. So, I ain't going to jail for that.
Yeah, no. When it comes to defending yourself, you know, for sure, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
And that's very serious, domestic violence. Like, I don't play about that. However, for me, at this point where I am now in life, If I was to catch my man cheating and there just so happened to be a gun, I'm pulling it. Period.
Okay?
Seriously. Like, I put too much in. You know what I'm saying? I would be right. So super hurt. And if I came in and caught something going on, I'm pulling it. I'm clipping somebody. You know what I'm saying? And if it was a situation, like, say I was messing with a dude or whatever, and, like, I got, like, HIV or something crazy, I'm pulling it. You know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, because you could just walk away. You know, Michelle Obama said, they go low, you go high.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Jesus be like, turn the other cheek, forgive, and that's all great until you in the situation.
Right.
Come to find out, he's only been married to her for like 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And if you gotta pull out a gun on him, only, like, I understand, like, 17 years, y'all was together, 20 right. years, but it's only been 4 years. Like, sis, just pack it up. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not going well. If you had to get to that drastic point to pull out a gun. And the thing is that after this happened, they were still together.
Oh, wow.
He posted a video. They was both in the car. And but the shade room said that she's still going to go through with it. But it's like, that's toxic.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
That's super toxic. You have any other thoughts on that?
No.
So, yeah, we're going to tell you Nina Thompson, sis. Or Thomas. Nina Thomas. Pack it up. Just let him go. That's not it.
Right.
Another thing that's circulating around in the streets is a video where a group of men were talking about what type of woman does a man need to be successful. So what were your thoughts about that?
So my thoughts about it was a little iffy because our generation, you know, you have men that, like they said, they want an independent woman. But then when they get that, they don't cherish that. Or they abuse it. So if I'm successful and I'm what's gonna bring you success or help you get to that successful point, why would you mistreat me? You know, and it doesn't make sense for us as women to be the ones that's making the men successful when they should be able to make themselves that without us having to do that.
Come on.
You know, if you're gonna come to the table correct.
That's true. One of the things that the guys was talking about was, like, their perception of a woman could be, yeah, she cooks, she cleans, you know what I'm saying? She holds down a house. And another man was saying, yeah, I have that independent woman. So you have these two women, and I think it does depend on the man. Because, like you said, they will have an independent woman, and they won't cherish them. Or they'll have an independent woman, and their ego would be shot.
Right.
They would feel like, oh, you know, it would be a competition. And sometimes competition is good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both could level up each other. For me, at the moment, I'd rather be a housewife than to go work and let my man make all the money. I like it like that. But in our household, you know, we kind of had to sit down and have a talk. Because I would feel like I'm doing all this housework and all this stuff in the house and with our child. And you work all day. I would expect him to come home and do some of that too, but right. It's like he's depending on me to get it done, and I'm depending on him to bring home the money. So it's like, if you stop doing what you do and if I stop doing what I do, our lives would be like totally different. You right. know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be able to sustain. So we're playing our part, and that's what works for us. And there was definitely a point where I was working and he wasn't yet. So it's different dynamics and everything. Mm-hmm. And as long as you guys are supporting each other, I think either or will do.
Right.
So you have any other thoughts about that?
Like you said, just to piggyback off of it, as long as they're both doing what they need to do, then, you know, it works for them. I just feel like for them to say that we shouldn't be dependent upon them, but then they depend on us to make them successful, that's totally contradictory.
That's what they said. That's definitely what they said.
It makes no sense. Like, why would you want me to be able to help you become successful, but then you don't want to give me that in return? Like,
right. Oh, you're being a gold digger.
Right. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all.
At the end of the day, we do have men making a woman be their whole mama. You know right. what I'm saying? They come and live in her house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then we definitely have women that want to be with the man because he got a nice car or he got a nice job. You know, it's different scenarios or whatever. And I feel like a real relationship y'all both need each other. Cool, you could be independent, mm-hmm. but if y'all really want to make it work and have a union where it's the two becomes one,
right?
Y'all gonna be interdependent. So now when it's I want us to get to know Addie a little bit more. What was the first business that you started, and you know, like, what made you want to start it? What was that motive?
The first one I would say was to take my writing to that official level. At first, I used to just write music, write stories. I never published anything, but I was in a really dark spot. Like, I was homeless. I didn't know what I was gonna do. And I always tell myself, God literally gives you gifts that you can use to turn around and make money off of. It's like, it's already placed in you. So I figured, you know what, why not use that to get me out of my situation? And that's exactly what I did. One day I was just in the shelter and I was just like, look, I'm gonna write, I'm gonna publish it. I don't care if nobody buys it, it just needs to be heard. And that's what I did. And the book has been doing great.
Listen, she was on the news.
Okay.
If you could send me that video so yeah. I could like put it so people could see, sis was on the news for her book.
Okay.
And that's also yeah. how I feel about my podcast and my channel. When I started it, I was like, you know what? It's cool if right. people don't watch it. I'm going to put my heart out there.
Right.
That's a good way to start, because you do it for the passion, not because right. not for nothing else. Yes. Your book, But Mommy, I Need You, it's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's based on a true story and it's from the heart. So what was that really about?
Oh, so But Mommy, I Need You was about me as a mother being taken away from my child at such a young age. I was 19, hanging around the wrong crowd, doing what I wanted to do. You know, I was actually going to pursue music. So, you know, I got involved with some people that, you know, now I could say they were janky. Because they yeah. was janky.
Yeah,
but but then, you know, at the time, I was like, yo, like, this is the best opportunity for me. Like, I'm about to blow up with my music. I was traveling the States. I was going everywhere, recording in studios that Taylor Swift was in, Drake was in, Lil Wayne was in, and I was enjoying life. But I didn't realize that it was coming at a price.
Mm.
So the person that I was dealing with was also the person that gave me the music opportunity. Later then turned into my boyfriend, and that later on turned into a, you know, a domestic violence relationship.
Sound like R. Kelly situation.
I know, right? It turned into a domestic violence situation, and, you know, the only thing that I had to hold on to was just God. I was praying for a way out of the situation because I really didn't know how I was gonna escape him and the things that was going on. And literally, I had a dream that night that something was gonna happen. And that exact night, we ended up getting arrested. I always say, looking back at it now, I'm like, that was God, because if God didn't intervene when he did to remove us from each other, then I probably would have been in a worse situation than I was in. Honestly, it was a really crazy situation.
So you was there for a year and a half.
I came home and my daughter was 3 when I left. When I came back home, she was 6. So I had came home, I was away for a little while, I got a job, I tried to, you know, get myself together. So when I came home correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working 3 jobs, just trying to get it together, like, okay, mom, look, I'm ready to take my daughter back, because it was a lot. And then, you know, as a child, you know, seeing your mom go away from since you're 3 and not seeing her again till you're about 6, it's a lot for a child to know, especially a child that knows who her mother is.
Right.
So she developed like separation anxiety. So now she can't be away from me. Like, she has to be, she has to see me, has to know where I am. Looking back, I'm like, you know, I have to do everything right. I have to be 100%. You know, involved with my children so they can see, like, this lifestyle is not a lifestyle you want to live. This is not what you want. You know, people could make music videos all day about going to jail and getting arrested, and it's not a fun game when you're on the other side. Like, it is not fun at all.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, man, I done seen some crazy stuff. I done seen some crazy stuff, but from my experience, it was nuts. I was actually pregnant when I was in jail. I was pregnant. I found out when we had to do a pregnancy test, because every time a new inmate comes in, they make you test and everything like that, just to make sure everything is good. And I had to do a pregnancy test, and it was like, girl, you pregnant. And I had a lot of the women that were in there like, oh, your baby's not gonna last more than 4 months, because, you know, it's something in the water that they give us, something in the food that they give us that causes babies to to die when you're pregnant. And literally, as soon as I turned 4 months, it was December 31st at like 11:55 p.m., I had a miscarriage. And it was hard. And then, you know, just going back, like even just hearing those stories from other women talking about their experiences, seeing, you know, COs do like crazy things to the female prisoners that were in there, you know, the fights that happened, it was just nuts. And it was crazy. Like, smuggling drugs, y'all think Wentworth was bad. That drug was crazy. Okay. It was crazy. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I wouldn't wish that on my enemy. I would never want anyone to go through that situation.
My heart breaks for that you had to experience that. What do you feel like you learned through that situation?
Oh, look, I learned who my friends were. Mm. I hadn't had any communication with anybody, friends or family.
No visitors, no letters,
no nothing.
Oh my god,
it was horrible. Like, I went in there, no commissary. I had to do hair to make money. Wow. One of the things I can say I gained from that was because I was able to get so much people to like do their hair just so I could make money for food, for hygiene, and things of that nature. I was able to, you know, better my skills. So that was a great thing.
This is why I respect you so much. Like, you just, like, innovative. Like,
yeah, I was like, look, I need food, and all I know is I know how to use these hands, so mm-hmm. I'm about to use them. But I did. And it was really dope because I met a lot of really good women in there, like, that I'm friends with now on Facebook, that I talk to on a regular basis, just check on them, because I understood where they were going through, too. It was just hard, like, seeing everything happen. But when they seen that I was on the news, they were like, oh my god, we're so proud of you. Like, you know, you came a long way. You have an amazing story. Just to see you actually doing what you said you wanted to do, like, that inspired us.
How could you listen to this story and just feel like, and not think like, wow.
Right.
On her own. Yeah. Where the man at, though?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So how have these other businesses been going? What are the ups and the downs generally?
So the other businesses are going great. The ups are, one, like, it's great to see, like, where we get our clientele from. A lot of them are not in our area, so.
People you never expect, yeah, right?
So it was, like, crazy. It was like, oh, somebody from Minnesota. Oh, somebody from Texas. Like, that's dope.
So, Addy has a little BB. He told me he's four. That's not true.
He's four.
He's four?
He's four.
I don't believe it.
He is. He just turned four.
He was like, don't tell nobody. I four. Like, you is not four. He's such a baby to me.
He is four.
So yeah, so he just joined the chat. So if you hear him in the back, let him rock. He's a baby, okay? So like, the people that's been supporting me and my podcast has been people I did not expect, right, for the most part. So I know how, like you know, it's exciting.
Yeah.
So what else?
There's a lot of things I didn't even know that I was even capable of doing, like, throughout the whole thing. So I was like, let me try something new, and then it was like, oh, you're actually good at doing this. The downside of things is that it could be costly. Just things in general, legalizing a business, getting your LLC, all of that stuff can take time, but it's just a lot. And then to learn the legal aspects of running a business, a lot of people don't know all of that information. So it's stuff that I had to research and really see, like, was this the best decision I needed to make in order to run my business effectively? It's just so much, and it's stuff that you need to know. Like, if you don't know it, you could fall out of compliance at any given moment and not know, and then your business is down after all the money you spent. Overall, yeah,
that's good. Do you feel like it's difficult kind of juggling all three of them, or?
Yes, it is difficult. It's hard to try to juggle everything. If you post too much, you can oversaturate yourself, which causes people to be turned off by you. I usually don't like to just jump in someone's inbox and say, oh, hey, you know, my name is such and such, I sell this, this, and that, because then that also can be considered spamming, which will cause people to be like, ah, nope, don't want your business. And yeah, you could potentially ruin, you know, that person that could have been a clientele for a while.
So let me tell you, there was a couple people that both up in my inbox, and I was like, I don't have the money right now. When I do, I'll holler at you. But they mm-hmm. just kept hitting me yeah. up, and I'm like, now I'm blocking you.
Right.
Now you need to leave me alone. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm gonna ever be pulling up in nobody's
No. That is not the way to go. It can get aggravating. I'm like that too. I don't like people doing it to me because it's just annoying. Like, yeah. If I said I didn't have the money the first time, what makes you think I'm gonna have it the second time?
Right.
Like, when I get it, I will contact you. Don't be trying to force me to do nothing I don't want to do. Like,
do you feel like you're gonna be hiring somebody soon? Because the Shia needs something to do.
Okay. Definitely. I do plan on eventually like hiring an assistant just because we do need the extra help. Like, I hired a social media manager, so I have someone that goes and posts for us and stuff. So it, you know, gave me some free time to do other things while they're doing that. I don't have to worry about social media. Mm-hmm. I can take care of everything else that needs to be taken care of. So it does help take the load off of things.
So do you have anything in the works right now? You just dropped the palette. You have it?
Why yes,
you
I bring did. It?
Let me show them. That's mine?
Yes.
So this is Eunice Couture's palette. Just dropped. Okay. I was like, I'm going to pick mine up today. I got my lip glosses. Was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm definitely gonna get this palette because I be trying to do my little makeup. Look at that. It's the packaging for me. There we go, guys. Wow, she got all the colors too.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I can't wait to use it.
Yes.
So this is the palette, you guys. How old is your niece?
She's 10.
So she already set her daughter up. You know what I'm saying? Eunice Couture. I'm going to put a link in the description to where you can get Eunice Couture, where you could find out about her credit repair, abundant nutrition. Now, I had a banana?
The banana cream pie.
Banana cream pie. Delicioso. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So, it's not like poor quality stuff this girl giving. Like, she giving it. She giving real stuff.
Right.
So, matter of fact, that's what I brought today. I definitely brought this because I wanted to put it on before we started.
Mm-hmm.
So we about to put it on. I don't know why I put it back in the thing. We about to put it on. Yeah, so I'm not like a makeup influencer, but we finna put it on. And I'm kind of wearing blue today, so I'm going to go with a blue. Now, you know it's all about the pigment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what this... But the pigment is given. All right, let's do blue. Or should I do this one? No, I can't choose. I can't choose. Let's do a dark blue. Right? Oh, it's given pigment. Y'all don't judge my application because, like I said, I'm not a whole beauty influencer person, whatever, but... You know, I love it.
Yeah.
That's cute. But sis, like, you don't even have to, like, you know when you get them eyeshadows from, like, CVS or whatever? Mm-hmm. You be having to dig in there mad hard to get the color out. You just do boom, boom, and it's there. I'm going to do a little
glitter.
A little glitter.
glitter.
So there you go. That's a little on-spot review for you. And I'm doing it through my phone camera. If I had like a mirror, I could have, you know, put it on a little better. But you see what is given. So there you have it. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. But yeah, so we're going to catch y'all in the next podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, rate the podcast if they give you that option, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.